Before you leave, we need to get into your Max Pack this week.
That's right.
It's time for Max Pack.
Yeah. Could have left today. I said, you know what? I need to do Max Pack before
That's
I get
right.
out of here.
All right. See you later after this segment.
Exactly. Yeah. You guys
I'm
are on
done
your own.
Here.
Okay. So we're getting into the flow of this, right? So, but just to remind everyone, this is not just weekly power rankings based on week to week. Okay. This is who can hoist a Lombardi trophy at the end of the day.
Okay.
So we're being realistic here. Okay. Number one, Chiefs. Yeah, I know it hasn't been pretty. Okay,
who cares?
It's undefeated. I don't care. Yeah. It's week three.
Talk hard to win in the NFL.
Exactly, and it's September. Okay, it's not going to look pretty. I don't really care. It's 3-0. And in fact, you guys mentioned it earlier. Everyone should be scared. This offense is largely played poorly, and I think there's lots of room to improve both on both sides of the ball.
I love the fact too that everybody is bowing at the feet of Buffalo today and making them the number one team in the NFL. It's going to kind of give the Chiefs a little juice and a little momentum. You beat Jacksonville. Love it.
See you this weekend.
You beat Jacksonville.
Yeah,
and the Dolphins
at home.
I'm just saying.
But
the Chiefs
beat it.
The Chiefs beat the Falcons, the Ravens, and the Bengals. Two of Buffalo's wins have come over the Dolphins, who have like Sage Rosenfels now as their quarterback, and Jacksonville, who basically quit mid-game.
Mm. Well, and I mean, I saw on FanDuel Sportsbook on Twitter, formerly known as X, that, you know, is Josh Allen the first best quarterback in the league? Is he QB1? So,
right now,
I mean, motivation's going to,
yeah.
No, it's ridiculous. But I do have the Bills at number two. Josh Allen is the second best quarterback, and he has been amazing. He's the MVP favorite, as he should be. Mm-hmm. He's 9 touchdowns, 0 picks. They're top 10 against the pass and the run regarding yards. I think they have the second best QB in the league, as I said. He's looked like the sharpest quarterback this season. Give me the Buffalo Bills. They deserve to be there, and they've impressed so far.
Yeah.
So give them some credit.
Yeah.
The Packers at number three. Last week they were 5, but I have to put them here 2 weeks in a row.
Ahead of your Darnold Vikings?
I know.
Wow.
I know. I gotta put
How bad does it hurt you to see Malik Willis doing well when Jordan Love is your guy?
Like
that's the guy you were liking a snuggie with at the beginning of the year.
It was my MVP pick. It was wrong because he's not going to win MVP
because they're winning without him.
Right? Matt LaFleur is the MVP of that Packers team. He is now coming into my top 5, top 6 coach discussion. Seriously, an elite offensive mind. What he's doing with Malik Willis is extremely impressive. They've got the Vikings and the Rams next. They might have Love back for the Vikings game. But yeah, Packers-Vikings. Hopefully Jordan Love is back. I think
baby. What time is that game taking place?
God, I think it's a noon
is
game.
Is it a nooner?
It's a noon, which is, that should be 3:25. Number four.
They should flex that game.
They should. Number four, Baltimore Ravens. They struggle to close at the end of games, which is really important. Honestly, the Ravens, I'll probably have them in the top 5 as long as they keep winning for the rest of the season.
They're 1-2.
Yeah, I know, but they're still really good to me. And I had them out of it last week. They won last They won last week. They're back in this week after winning against Dallas. It's Lamar. It's Harbaugh. They won in the regular season, but I really don't care about the Ravens until we get to January. Talk to me in the playoffs. You really need to show up, Lamar. You got to impress me. But for now, they'll be in the Max Pack. And then you mentioned him earlier, Sammy Big D. Got to get him in here. Mm. I know we're talking about hoisting Lombardi trophies, but my God, Kevin O'Connell, talk about top 5, top 6 coach. This guy is truly elevating himself into that sort of class. Brian Flores has been bringing the blitz, and he's been bringing it at the right time. Sometimes he would be a little too careless in years past with, okay, he's blitzing over 50% of the snaps. This guy needs to chill. It seems like now he's got it dialed in. That defense is playing well. And it looks like they're just all behind Sam Darnold. Like, they lose Kirk Cousins. He's wearing the chains. He's partying up in the plains.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold has taken that seat, and they love him. He's the MVP favorite. At least he should be by the numbers. I know it's crazy to say Sam Darnold could hoist the Lombardi trophy, but in that NFC with that team, I'm going to go Minnesota at 5.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. KOC is doing good things up there in Minnesota. And I think it's interesting about Sam Darnold because I was listening to our sister station, WFAN New York, yesterday, and they were talking about, well, maybe the Jets gave up too soon on him. You know, the problem with Sam Darnold, I think, is what we're starting to see is that, as Bill Belichick said, everybody likes Sam Darnold but the Jets, which was a great comment by Belichick, just a total swipe at the Jets, right? It was fantastic. But you get these quarterbacks into this league, and if you don't surround them with good coaches, you're really giving them a severe disadvantage to have success. Now, some of it is done by yourself. I still maintain Patrick Mahomes is not the quarterback he is if he goes to the Giants and he has 100%. Somebody else as his head coach. It's the perfect pairing, and that's why the quarterback-coach pairing in the NFL is the most important pairing in all of sports.
has to be good situational fit.
Yeah.
So we'll run them through them again. Top five: Chiefs, Bills, Packers, Vikings, Ravens.
Ravens, Vikings. Yep.
Ravens, Vikings.
Last week,
and last week it was Chiefs, Niners, Texans, Bills, Packers. So two out, two more in.
I almost put the Niners in Bob's bottom feeders this week. I mean, look, you got your star player in Germany trying to figure out his Achilles. The quarterback's now hurt. I mean, that brim is getting a little bendy over there on Mike Shanahan's head. So for me, the bottom feeders this week, as we do, Bob's bottom feeders, no rhyme or reason to it. These are the teams I think are the five worst this week in the NFL. I think number 32, we all agree, is Jacksonville, right? I mean, after that performance on Monday night against Buffalo, or non-performance, not showing up, Jacksonville comes in as the worst team in the NFL this week. And when that fumble, man, on opening day has sent this team in a spiral, that's on coaching. Doug Peterson probably should get some boxes at the storage mart, because he's probably going to be out of a job. If they don't turn around, they paid the wrong quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, he's no good. And so Jacksonville, to me, is number 32, except for their owner's mustache. I like that. Coming in at number 31, Cincinnati Bengals, man. You're at 0-3 right now. You've lost to the Commodes, you lost to the Patriots, and you lost to the Chiefs here in Kansas City, and then blame the referees, and Joe Burrow's hair sucks. So number 31 is Cincinnati this week, just ahead of the New England Patriots, who did beat Cincinnati, but they're still a really, really bad team. They're already talking about firing the offensive coordinator. So New England comes in at number 30. Number 29 this week has to be your Tennessee Titans. They just find ways to lose. Their quarterback puts mayonnaise on everything. Will Levi's. Tickets are going for, what did you say this week down in Miami?
$20.
$20 you can get in to see an NFL game in Miami this weekend. Mm-hmm. Will Levi's against Sage Rosenfels. Nobody wants that. And coming in at number 28, the Miami Dolphins. You're on quarterback number 3 in week 4. It's done. It's done there in Miami. So my bottom five this week: Jacksonville, Cincinnati, New England, Tennessee, and the Miami Dolphins.
Love it.
Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
They're going to have a Tyler Huntley play this weekend. I saw yesterday.
Who?
Tyler Huntley.
He was the Ravens quarterback.
He was a Pro Bowl Tyler Huntley. You didn't use the disclaimer. That's why it threw me for a second. You did not say Pro Bowler Chet Huntley.
You're right.
Because he went to the Pro Bowl that year that nobody wanted to go. I think it was in Orlando.
Yeah.
Unless you have kids, you have no interest in Orlando.
I kind of think it's interesting. You do the Max Pack and then the bottom feeders out of teams that maybe you don't mention. Who's a team that you don't think is, like, that you don't believe? Do you believe in Pittsburgh, who's 3-0?
I do. Their defense is legit.
Believe in super? No. Okay. They could not hoist the Lombardi Trophy this season.
Okay, Seattle 3-0?
No. I don't. I haven't seen enough of Seattle.
Yeah. No.
Because your five undefeated teams are the Bills, the Chiefs, the Vikings, Steelers, and Seahawks.
I think the Bills, the Chiefs, the Vikings all have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl. I think Pittsburgh's going to be a playoff team. And again, Seattle being 3-0 and that division just basically being a disaster right now, Seattle may win that division.
They may.
I don't know. I haven't watched Seattle for a hot minute yet this year. They've been on, like, in times where I'm not paying attention to what's going on. So, and it's not necessarily a team that I'm looking for, quite honestly. But, I mean, with the Rams having no players right now, the 49ers having no players right now, whatever's happening in Arizona, like, Seattle's already running away with the West, and it's week 3, right?
Like, they're a fun story, right? New head coach, Mike McDonald. We love the Geno Smith resurgence or whatever. But, yeah, when we're talking about real competitors, contenders, I don't know.
But if they win the division, they're getting a home playoff game.
Monday Night Football this week at Detroit.
That's a good game.
Let's see. Let's watch them and let's assess.
See, now we'll all make our rash decision on Seattle based on if they lose to the Lions. Well, they were a fraud. Okay, the Lions, whatever. If they beat the Lions, oh my God, Seattle may be the best team in the NFC. We're all sleeping on Seattle right now, right? We're sleepless in Seattle.
I'll have what she's having.
Wrong movie, but good call.
Mm-hmm. What is that? You've Got Mail?
Harry Met Sally.
Same people, right?
It is. Yeah.
How does that work? You do two different movie plots but have the same two actors?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Never heard of that before.
Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, right?
Mm-hmm. Meg Ryan was good looking back in the day.
You should see the movie In the Cut if you think Meg Ryan is hot.
Okay.
In the Cut.
Okay. Yeah. That's a very risque movie by one Meg Ryan. a lot of teams at 1-2 that I feel like are, you know, more believable, or 2-1 as well. Because, I mean, Baltimore 1-2, I don't really look too much into that. I think that team will rise to the top at the end of the season. Cleveland, interesting. Atlanta 1-2. I think they're a better team than 1-2. And I think Washington at 2-1 is a better team than people are giving them credit for.
Yeah, we'll see if their quarterback continues to play like that. My God.
Yeah, I think he's okay. Somebody on the text line from 660. Vikings have a 0% chance of winking the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. Most people don't wink at the Super Bowl.
Mm. And then someone from the 620 says, cockroaches, stolen soap, and boogers on the wall. What prison do you guys record the show?
That's funny.
For those of you that forgot, our ongoing escapade with the boogers on the wall in the bathroom, they're gone.
Gone.
Somebody listens boogers to this show, and they got paranoid. And they decided to say, you know what? I think I'm going to wipe these off so I don't get caught.
Yep.
And you know who it's going to be? Somebody's gonna be like, yeah, did you guys a favor? Heard about you talking about it. And like, yeah. Was it you? Because I'm not touching them unless they're mine.
Though. As Denny would say, and gone, boogers.
Vikings have a 0% chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's winking.
Right. Winking.
Of winking the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Is Dusty Mr. Skin, hopefully.
Oh, God. Is that still around?
I don't know.
The Vikings have as good a shot as anybody in the NFC to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, they haven't done it before, but the Chiefs went 50 years without doing it, too. It doesn't mean you can't, right? Well,
the Vikings have a decent defense. They're tough as hell at home.
Yeah. Sam Darnold's playing out of his mind. KOC's coaching it, I mean, and Flores is bringing it. Like, I mean,
best receiver in the league.
Best receiver in the NFL, and Justin Jefferson, and it's not even close. Like, how can you sit there and say they don't have a chance? Because I personally think they do. I mean, I don't know who I love in the NFC right now, and I'm always biased towards the Vikings. Their uniforms are fantastic. My dad was kind of a pseudo-Viking fan when I was a kid growing up. I've got a lot of friends that are Viking fans, so I've always kind of looked at the Vikings as, you know, hey, I'd root for them. I have no problem rooting for the Vikings. And if they come out of the NFC and it's the Chiefs and Vikings in the Super Bowl this year, that's a great Super Bowl, man. I think people would love that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I almost didn't put them in the max pack, but I had to.
But who in the NFC right now
exactly
can you really believe in, right?
It was like 49ers. I'm like, eh.
But you can't. Their best players in Germany.
Yeah.
Their quarterback's banged up. I mean, who's catching the ball right now for the 49ers? Like, I still think if you're putting the 49ers in that conversation as one of the best teams in the NFC, well, for all the information we know today, you got amnesia.
You blew a 10-point lead to the Rams without three offensive linemen, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. I mean, come on.
Right. Like, you lost that game to the Rams, and they're more banged up than you are, right? So, like, San Francisco's not a top team. Green Bay's had multiple quarterbacks already this year, so I'm not ready to crown them. I really like what the Vikings are doing, guys. Like, that's my Super Bowl pick out of the NFC right now.
I mean, they don't even have Jordan Addison yet.
Exactly.
Boy, they add that cat to the wide receiver core. Plus, Dalvin Cook's brothers, I think he's arrived.
Bino?
Yeah.
They've got, so that's, Vikings, Packers, then they'll play the Jets, then the Lions. There's good 3 weeks for the Vikings.
Yeah, it is. Tell me I'm wrong, though, if you think there's a better NFC team right now than the Minnesota Vikings.
I think Detroit. In my opinion.
Okay.
I think Detroit's the team to beat in the NFC.
Okay.
I still think it's Detroit and Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Mac. I just, their offense, like the arrival of Jameson Williams, Amara St. Brown, still him, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, that duo has been crazy and a super big headache for fantasy owners with Jahmyr Gibbs. And Sam Laporta, you want to talk about Travis Kelce's production, Sam Laporta's in the same boat. Now, I know he got hurt last week.
Yeah, okay.
But he hasn't been doing anything all year either.
No, he hasn't.
Neither has Mark Andrews.
Right.
Neither has George Kittle. So it ain't just Trav out there that's struggling tight end.
They're taking the tight ends out. This is what this league does. Like, every year there's something that happens in this league, and at the end of the year we go, oh, my God, look what happened in the league this year, right? There's these, and I think Dusty brings up a great point. A lot of these tight ends aren't doing anything right now.
That's a good point.
Because the tight end position now in the NFL is a premier position, right?
Yeah.
And every team seemingly has somebody Travis Kelce-like on their squad, right? Right? Am I safe to say that? Right?
Kyle Pitts, Laporta,
so
McBride.
What are defenses doing now? Mm-hmm. They're scheming against the tight ends because every team now has a tight end that can beat you. And so when every defense is scheming against tight ends, you got to look around the rest of the league, Todd McShay. Maybe start accusing the other tight ends around the league of partying too much in the offseason. Because it's the position right now. The league went, okay, offenses have shifted to this tight end. Offenses have shifted to making them the number one weapon. What do we have to do as a defense to shut down the tight end? And it seemingly feels like defenses are doing that now around the NFL, and maybe the wide receiver numbers will start to come back a little bit. But you mentioned all of those guys that aren't doing anything through 3 weeks. It's, I don't want to call it a league problem. It's the trend now in the NFL. Defenses shut down the tight end.
It's tough, man. It's not just everybody. I mean, you can look at tight ends around the league. I mean, Trey McBride, he was supposed to have a big year. I know he's kind of like banged up. Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, Sam Laporta. Dalton Kincaid just finally had his breakout game. Yeah. Evan Ingram's been hurt all year. George Kittle didn't play last week. David Njoku's out. Kyle Pitts is out. Jake Ferguson in Dallas hasn't lived up to the best. In fact, you know who the best tight end in the league is? It's a damn rookie named Brock Bowers.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's actually the best tight end in football right now.
Too bad he's in Oakland.
Oh, yeah. Could be in Oakland. So this guy's name came up again in the news. It seems like a perfect fit. John Gruden has been linked to some conversations of getting the Florida job in collegiate football. Sounds like a perfect thing. I think he still lives in the state of Florida. I could be wrong.
I'm sure he does, yeah.
But he said recently that he wants to get back into coaching, whether it's collegiately or the professional NFL. I don't think he's going to get a job in the NFL. That's just me. But boy, Florida seems like a perfect school for John Gruden to go to.
It seems like it, right? I've seen Virginia Tech fans wanting him. I saw Dolphin and Eagle fans talking about wanting to hire John Gruden. But why do you want to hire John Gruden? Because you know the name?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could also get NIL deals. I think you get like some pizzazz. Like, I mean, I'm just hypothetically speaking here. Imagine if Leipold did leave and John Gruden came to Kansas.
Whoa.
That stadium would be finished tomorrow.
Do you think it really would? Because yes. Because John Gruden, first of all, he's got to overcome a very racist background, right?
Say what it is,
But he's not necessarily a winner. When the Raiders hired him, I told Kling, I said, this guy isn't going to make it to Las Vegas. I missed it by 5 games.
Yeah.
You know, 5 games into that first season in Vegas, he hit the bricks or whatever it was, right? But when you look at what he's done as a head coach, he's had 2-9-7 seasons, but hasn't been above 500 since 2005. Has 2 playoff appearances since 2003. But we hear a name, and we all automatically assume he's going to be good. It's like back in the day when sports radio first started. Let's hire all former athletes because they're going to be the best on the air. They played the game, and people doesn't work that way. You know John Gruden's name. You think maybe John Gruden's a head coach, but then you start going through his career. The guy didn't have all that great success. He was a very middling coach at best. And I don't know. He's never coached college.
In the pros, he might be able to, you know, dummy-o some things in college to make people successful.
Maybe, but we've never seen him in college, right? We don't know what he's going to be like in college.
Make it a little bit more interesting?
It makes it more intriguing, I would think. But also, I'm like, man, the guy hasn't done it before. And where college sports is right now, it takes a special dude or gal to be a college coach right now with all that stuff that you have to deal with. John Gruden's going to have to deal with parents. He's going to have to deal with NIL. He's going to have to deal with boosters. It's not just, you know, drawing up X's and O's and coaching.
That sort of
Do you
thing.
Think so?
Yeah, I think he's a salesman. Okay. I think he just like...
Well, he is that, yeah.
He could say, that's all in the past. We all make mistakes, man. You know, come on, man. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes, man. But check this thing out real quick. Your son could make this much money. Be like, okay, I forgot that he said racist comments about people's mouths and weights and all that sort
right.
of stuff.
But you're going to have to get over that like initial right. press conference and the initial reaction. And is John Gruden that guy that you want to deal with all of that for to hire? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Urban Meyer got, 2-3 chances?
Yeah, but Urban Meyer is also a national champion and did
and
it at the collegiate level.
At Florida.
And he did. Yeah. That is exactly right. And then we know what Urban Meyer is all about, kicking kickers and all that kind of stuff,
getting
right?
handsy at the bar with somebody that's not considered Mrs. Meyer.
Right.
I think John Gruden's also in that field of names that you just can't quit.
Yeah.
Bob, yours are, Torrey Hunter?
Torrey Hunter, one of my favorite baseball players. Somebody the other day goes, I'm sitting with Torrey Hunter, and I'm like, damn, I love that guy. Like, I always wanted him as a Royal. Like, just a great baseball player. Like, that's the guy you want on your team all the time. Torrey Hunter was that guy. And Tom Coughlin for me, too. If he wanted to coach tomorrow, I'd hire Tom Coughlin.
And then Mac, you're too?
I love Tom Coughlin. I would go Jason Terry.
Rosacea.
Jason the Jet Terry.
Mm.
Watched him play when he was 41 years old, still in Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks.
That's their name, yeah.
Yeah, that's their name. And yeah, loved him as a Boston Celtics. They had Jason the Jet.
Do you call it Mac-walkie after yourself?
That's exactly right.
Does Tiger still count?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. Yes. I love me some Tiger Woods. Yeah. I just can't quit him. And then Pete Rose. I'm always looking for a Pete Rose audio clip somewhere. Yeah. It comes up every like 3 years. I'm like, he's back.
I think he's like 90 now. Okay. I seriously do. I think he's approaching 90. Some guy called Ben Maller, his guy Dick in Dayton, called Ben Maller and said he wants Pete Rose to be the new manager of the Reds. Mm.